Now this was done, Eurovision.tv says, to assure a fair distribution and sufficient availability of tickets. So tell us what you think down here in the comment section. Do you agree with having one presenter, or do you agree with eliminating the LED screens completely, or do you agree with the random order rule change? Tell us what you think, and maybe we'll reply on your comment in the next episode. Moving on, the Eurovision calendar of events. Each week we're going to show the calendar of Eurovision events of the coming week, so we'll have an idea of what to watch. Obviously now the calendar will not have so many events, but in the weeks of January and February the calendar will be pretty full. So the only event we have this week is on Saturday 17th November, the Lithuania qualification round 3. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it up. Let's see what we're up to next week on Road to Malmo. Next week we take a look at what all the countries are up to. Some already chose their final songs, some are waiting for submissions, and some doesn't even announce one piece of information. We'll also try to predict the number of participating countries and who we'll be expecting surprises from. All of this and more on next week's Road to Malmo. That is it for this week. If you have any questions, just send us an email on roadtomalmo@gmail.com. Visit our website on roadtomalmo.weebly.com to listen to this episode as an MP3 and to find the Eurovision and Road to Malmo calendar. Until next time, I'm Eurovision Look Fan. Have a nice weekend.